Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
The Secretary shares the concern of the international community about the security situation in Afghanistan, which is clearly not going in the right direction. The Secretary continues to believe that the Afghan forces have the capability, they have the capacity to make a big difference on the battlefield. He has maintained that we will continue to support them with the authorities we have where and when feasible, understanding that it's not always going to be feasible. But where and when feasible, we'll continue to support them with airstrikes, for instance.
The first US troops are arriving in Afghanistan to help diplomatic staff and others leave the country, as many countries scramble to evacuate workers and citizens amid a rapid Taliban advance. On Friday, militants captured Pali Alam, capital of Logar province, just 80 kilometers from the capital, Kabul. The UN chief said the situation was spinning out of control, with devastating consequences for civilians. More than 250,000 people have been forced to leave their homes so far. The Taliban advance comes as US and other foreign troops withdraw after 20 years of military operations. Just under 2 months ago, US President Joe Biden told the American people that the Taliban would not take over Afghanistan after he ordered the removal of US troops.
Is a Taliban takeover of Afghanistan now inevitable?
No, it is not. Because you have the Afghan troops at 300,000, well equipped as any army in the world, and an air force, against something like 75,000 Taliban. It is not inevitable.
Life under the Taliban in the 1990s saw women forced to wear the all-covering burqa, education restricted for girls over 10, and brutal punishments, including public executions. The fighting has raised fears that gains in human rights made since the militants were ousted from power in 2001 could be swiftly reversed. The latest US intelligence assessment suggests the militants could try to advance on the national capital within 30 days. The UK, which is sending 600 troops to aid the evacuation of British nationals and former Afghan staff, said staffing at its embassy would be reduced to an absolute minimum, as did Germany. And next.
Under one new initiative, U.S. border officials are flying Central American families deep into the Mexican interior under the Trump-era Title 42 Public Health Authority, which, as you mentioned, was extended indefinitely last week by the Biden administration. Department of Homeland Security officials told us that this policy change is designed to curb repeat border crossing attempts by migrant families, as well as the spread of the coronavirus Delta variant.
The number of migrants detained at the U.S.-Mexico border in July exceeded 200,000 for the first time in 21 years. Government data shows that a total of 212,672 migrants were apprehended by US Customs and Borders Protection, CBP, including an all-time high of 19,000 unaccompanied minors. It continues a trend of rising migrant numbers this year, despite the White House urging people to stay away. Experts say many migrants are fleeing violence and extreme poverty. Attempted migrant crossings have historically dipped during the hot summer months, but the July figure represents the highest monthly total since April 2000, the latest sign of the growing humanitarian crisis facing the Biden administration. It is also proving politically troublesome for the president, Joe Biden. An Associated Press NORC poll in May found that 54% of Americans disapprove of how the Democrats is handling immigration issues.
Does that mean that you consider it an actual, genuine emergency?
Well, I would say that that's probably a question for the Department of Homeland Security, who obviously oversees that. An influx of kids at a rate and a pace that is going to require us to, make considerations about where we're going to safely house them.
U.S. authorities have also begun controversial expulsion flights that fly Central American families to southern Mexico. Officials have said they hope that these families return to their home countries rather than the U.S. border. But activists have warned that many families are dropped off in areas that put them at risk. Earlier this week, the United Nations High Commission for Refugees called the practice a troubling new dimension in Title 42 enforcement. Tens of thousands of people from the Central American nations of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras have tried to enter the US in recent years. The reasons migrants give for why they undertake the dangerous journey are varied: family, better economic opportunity, or the chance to escape violence and corruption. And finally,
probablemente Nicaragua sería el único país de Latinoamérica, por lo menos de Latinoamérica, que no tendría un medio de comunicación escrito circulando.
Police in Nicaragua have raided the offices of the country's main newspaper, La Prensa, which has been highly critical of President Daniel Ortega's government. Photographs on La Prensa's website show riot police entering the building and boxes of materials being removed. Journalists said internet access and electricity were cut during the raid. Police said they were investigating allegations of customs fraud and money laundering by the newspaper's managers. However, critics say it is all part of the government censorship.
La policía dice que ha tomado las instalaciones de la prensa.
Respecto a la misma ofensiva que están haciendo contra los medios aquí, cayeron a mediodía. La verdad, yo no sé mucho de la situación porque.
La Prensa is owned by the family of Cristiana Camorra, a high-profile politician who was detained 2 months ago after announcing she would run against President Ortega in November's elections. Other presidential hopefuls have also been detained. La Prensa has repeatedly referred to Mr. Ortega as a dictator. On Thursday, the paper said it was having to suspend its print edition because authorities had refused to release imports of newsprint. Pro-government news outlets published images of the newspaper's warehouses, which they said showed it had no reason to halt the print version. Canal 4 posted on social media, "In the warehouses of La Prensa newspaper, there is abundant stationery available so that the company can continue printing its newspaper." La Prensa staff insisted that there was not enough paper in the building to print even one edition. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.